This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. 11 cities and towns across Massachusetts are holding their preliminary elections today, and there are some fascinating races. From the four women running to be the first female mayor of North Adams to the first district-level city council elections ever in Lowell. The community's voting run the gamut, big to small, urban to rural, and the candidates reflect that range and diversity. WBUR's Simone Rios is reporting on them today, joins us now. Simone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I want to start in Lawrence, Simone. I think it is fascinating. Technically an open seat, Mayor Dan Rivera stepped down in January to head up Mass Development. After 7 years leading the city, he was really visible after the Merrimack Valley gas explosion during a school turnaround there, underscoring just how important a mayor can be. And now we've got acting Mayor Kendris Vasquez trying to win a full term against four challengers, including, wait for it, another former mayor. So, Simone, wow. And what are the big issues shaping the race there?
Yeah, you know, talking to people in Lawrence, it seems like issues that can resonate with people in cities across Massachusetts. You know, first is the pandemic. Like other gateway cities, Lawrence has been hit really hard by the coronavirus. Then, of course, people are concerned about the lack of housing in the city. I talked to a city councilor who told me that because of gentrification happening and displacement in neighboring cities, rents that were just $800 2 years ago are now in the $1,300, $1,400 range.
Ouch.
Public safety is another concern in the city. Some advocates say the Lawrence police need to have greater sensitivity to the mental health issues facing residents by adding staff with that kind of training. And you have an interesting slate of candidates hoping to take on these issues as mayor.
So I want to talk a little bit more about that. You've got this unusual acting mayor versus former mayor. Tell us about those two candidates and how they are trying to contrast themselves, their visions for leadership, et cetera.
Yeah, so Kendris Vasquez is the current acting mayor. He was city council president when former mayor Daniel Rivera left office in December to head Mass Development. Vasquez has touted the creation of a foreclosure ordinance, as well as his efforts to get people in Lawrence vaccinated. Then you have the return of William Lantigua. He was the first Hispanic mayor in Massachusetts, and his years in office were really mired in controversy. Lantigua was a state rep and ran unsuccessfully against Mayor Rivera. He recently worked for the U.S. Census, and he's still hoping he can make a political comeback in Lawrence. Another candidate, I should say, is a well-known activist in the city, Brian De Peña. He owns two small automotive businesses in Lawrence, and he served on the city council for a number of years. My understanding is that De Peña is actually expected to make it to second place, second to Kendris Vasquez, to get into the general election in November. And finally, you have two female candidates running in Vilma Martinez Dominguez and Doris Rodriguez. They're both lesser known public servants trying to make a splash in Lawrence politics.
Well, that is going to be so interesting to watch. Let's leave Lawrence now and let's travel over to North Adams, where four women are vying to be the city's first female mayor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Mayor Thomas Bernard announced he wasn't going to run for re-election, and the four people who stood up to replace him are all women. And that'll be the first mayor who's female, as you noted, in North Adams history. So to go through the candidates, you have Lynette Ritlin Bond. She sits on the city's planning board and works at the Mass College of Liberal Arts. She cites the city's aging infrastructure as a priority, which seems to be a common theme in North Adams. Another candidate is Rachel Branch, a third-time candidate for mayor. She runs a TV show on community television there. She says climate change is one of the key issues she wants to address. Jennifer Maxey is an official at the North Berkshire School Union. Earlier in her career, she was the city treasurer in North Adams, as well as tax collector. And then finally, Aprilyn Carsnow. She's a healthcare worker who's currently working at a grocery store in North Adams.
And top two there as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. So now let's head back over to Lowell, because that one is a first, right? Electing district level counselors for the first time in history. How did that happen?
Yeah, this is really fascinating. Lowell was one of these cities that had all at-large city council and school committee positions, and advocates in the city, which at the time of the lawsuit, almost 50% of the population were people of color, Hispanics and Asians primarily. They were arguing that the at-large system was illegally diluting the voting power of minority voters in the city, and that that was a violation of the Voting Rights Act. Iván Espinosa Madrigal of Lawyers for Civil Rights, which was the organization that brought the case, he says people of color barely had any representation in elected office before the case came down.
And this consistently meant that the candidates in communities of color would face significant barriers and obstacles to getting elected.
And so in 2019, that lawsuit was successful. And in 2019, a new model was approved by the voters of Lowell that will hopefully allow for greater representation in the city's politics. So the city council will expand from 9 to 11 members with 8 district seats. Remember, there were no district seats.
Right.
It was all at large. And then 3 at large seats will remain. So it's a hybrid model. And then the school committee will have 4 district seats and 2 at large.
That is one we should come back and check on. That's going to be interesting to watch. So now let's go down to Fall River. Paul Coogan, who replaced now convicted and sentenced felon Jaisal Correa, is the city's mayor, is trying to win another term. But I understand he's facing a strong challenge.
Yes. City Council President Cliff Ponte is the key challenger. Ponte, you'll recall, took over when Jaisal Correa was pushed out. CJ Ferry is a political observer I check in with, also a one-time candidate in Fall River. I asked who he's voting for, and he just laughed and said the other guy without specifying who. He's not crazy about either candidate. In Ponte's case, because of a memo that leaked where Ponte indicated that he would only be a part-time mayor, that it was a ceremonial position to be mayor in Fall River, and he'd continue running his real estate business. I guess he's since backtracked on that sentiment. And Ferry's not crazy about Coogan either, because he says he's failed to unite the city after Correa went down or come up with a cohesive plan for Fall River's future. Let's hear from CJ Ferry.
I'm expecting a less than 15% turnout, because there's no city council race, there's no school committee race. People already know who's gonna come out as the top two.
That would be a low turnout. I mean, low turnout, Simone. 25% in Boston, and people were concerned that wasn't very big. So does the legacy of Correa continue to impact the race?
Absolutely. I mean, look what happened today. He was sentenced for his role in extorting cannabis companies trying to set up shop in Fall River. 6 years in prison, and we're talking about it right now. And the two people running were two of Correa's top opponents, who really stood to gain the most from the end of Jaisal Correa's political career for now.
And I just want to point out that Correa actually had been recalled and reelected at one point. So there have been a number of races where he was kind of up for it, then put out. But then when after he was reelected after being recalled, then he lost handily the last time he ran to Coogan, correct?
Right. Another case for ranked choice voting, because Correa was able to squeak by when a number of other candidates were on the ballot. But when it was a face-to-face challenge with Paul Coogan, Coogan was able to win.
Okay. And just briefly, Simone, what do you think is at stake for Fall River here?
There's always a lot at stake in Fall River elections, and I don't know if this election will change anything, but let's listen again to CJ Ferry on this question.
We've had 6 years of turmoil under Jaisal Correa, and that turmoil we still need to recover from.
And ironically, when I was talking to Mr. Ferry earlier, he was watching the sentencing the second day of Jaisal Correa's sentencing, and now we know that just a few minutes ago he was settled. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
6 years of turmoil and then 6 years in prison. That's WBUR reporter Simone Rios. Simone, thanks.
Thank you so much, Tiziana.